On the way, we'll be talking to Jordan, who wants to ask us about chameleons. And also Jennifer Jackson has got a very important question for anyone who's celebrating or celebrating at some point. How does alcohol actually affect your brain cells? Does a hangover really translate into the death of a million neurons? We'll find out. But before then, got a question here from Sahith for you, Dave, who says, can we use chlorophyll as a source of energy? What he's getting at is, can chlorophyll actually be introduced into our bodies so that we could avoid hunger, for example? So when you get peckish, rather than have to eat something, you just go and bask in the sunshine, assuming you don't live in Britain, where there is no sun.
Well, I thought I'd start off with a just sort of a physics approach to this and see whether it's at all practical. Now, you've got about half a square metre of skin, which you could point at the sun at any time. You've got a metre in total, but you can only point half of that at the sun. Probably the sun, most, if you're on the equator and it's a really sunny day, you get about a kilowatt of sunlight at midday, probably about half that on average during the day, and it's only daytime half the time, so on average about 250 watts. The maximum theoretical efficiency of photosynthesis is about 20%, but that's only on about half the light which can absorb it. So about 10% is about the efficiency. And if you multiply those all up, you get about 12 watts of power continuously throughout the day. That sounds like it might be quite useful. However, the problem is, if you're just sitting around
not doing anything,
it's not very much. It might be useful, but without some kind of context, it doesn't really mean a lot. Just sitting around, not doing anything, just sitting in a chair, vegging, you use about 60
of a human
watts
is.
Of
yeah,
power.
Exactly.
So it might help a little bit, but it certainly wouldn't solve all your problems. And I'm guessing that actually the physiological issues would be quite serious. I guess, Chris, you're better to talk about that sort of thing.
Well, the thing is, some animals have done this to great effect, though, haven't they? There's the Sacoglossan sea slug, which famously in recent years has been discovered to actually have chloroplasts, chlorophyll-containing bodies, in its skin. This slug eats algae, marine microorganisms, including seaweeds and things, and it has got this special system where it has tubes connecting the lining of its gut with its skin, and when it eats the algae, it gets the chloroplasts with the chlorophyll in from the algae and puts them under its skin. And amazingly, the genome of the sea slug contains a number of additional genes from seaweed that can keep those chloroplasts alive. So this sea slug really does augment its metabolism using sunlight. Presumably, I mean, your worry would be if you start putting chlorophyll into the body, would the immune system have something to say about it? The likelihood is, if you got it in there from birth, so you educated the immune system about it, I don't think there'd be a problem. And let's face it, if you're in a position to start turning people green, the likelihood is that you probably would have surmounted the immune problem too, I would guess.
And I guess you'd need some quite serious genetic engineering to be able to add those genes into your body to be able to support the chloroplasts as well.